What's the connection between courage and joy? Hello, I'm Malcolm, and I'm looking for a quick bit of advice and help. I'm preaching on the connection between courage and joy from Acts chapter 8, verses 1 to 8, for the Watford Church of Christ, coming up on Sunday the 23rd of September. I'd like to know what you think about this connection, courage and joy. In Acts chapter 8, what we have is the consequences of Stephen's martyrdom from Acts 7. All except the apostles are scattered. Godly men bury Stephen. Saul begins to destroy the church. Those who had been scattered preach the word wherever they went. And in particular, Philip goes to Samaria. He performs many miracles, heals a lot of people. And it says at the end of that that there was great joy in that city. And it seems to me there's a thread here of courage and joy. The courage of Stephen in his martyrdom. The courage of some of the early Christians there, some godly men, to bury Stephen and mourn for him publicly, which would have been a dangerous thing to do. The courage of the apostles perhaps to stay in Jerusalem, and the courage of the Christians that are scattered to continue to preach the word even though it's got them in trouble back in Jerusalem and caused them all this strife of having to leave their homes or move. And then we have the courage of Philip to preach in Samaria, a place that was traditionally hostile to Jewish people. And then there's the great joy. So this connection between courage and joy is in this passage. I would love to know what you see as the connection between courage and joy. How does it manifest itself in our lives? Have you seen great examples of courage and joy in your own life? Perhaps pushing through the barriers of fear, having the courage necessary to see a great joy appear in your life and perhaps be rewarded by God or whatever circumstances you've had. So please leave a note wherever you see or hear this recording. I'd love to know what you think. If you can do it between now and the 23rd of September, that would be wonderful. Then I can use some of those ideas. And if you leave your name, I'll give you credit. And that will go online, so you'll get some notoriety or fame from that of some kind. Thanks a lot for your help. I very much appreciate it. Take care, and God bless.